Another 36 infant remains have been recovered at Tuam, bringing the total found there to 69 since excavations began last year. At the same time, a separate site is coming under renewed scrutiny. Planning permission has been granted for housing on lands linked to the former Bessborough mother and baby home in Cork, where women and hundreds of children are still unaccounted for. It's News Talk Daily. I'm Ciara Doherty. Now, the very latest update from the site of the former Tuam mother and baby home is stark. Another 36 infant remains have been recovered in the first few months of this year. That brings the total from this excavation to 69. The work there is ongoing, and it's happening through careful excavation, forensic analysis, and a parallel effort to identify remains through DNA, with the families continuing to come forward and to be involved. There has also been evidence now of later disturbances to parts of the site, sometime after the late 1970s, which does add another layer to the investigation. But while that work at Tuam continues, attention is also turning to Bessborough. At the former mother and baby home there, planning permission has been granted for a residential development. And records associated with that institution point to 19 mothers and 859 infants whose burial places are unknown. And there has still been no full excavation of that site. Now, there are conditions attached to the current development that any remains uncovered during construction work would be reported and the work paused. But that whole approach is now being questioned, particularly in light of what's being uncovered in Tuam. To talk about Bessborough, I'm joined now by Maeve O'Rourke, who's a senior lecturer in human rights law at the University of Galway, and who is also one of the campaigners behind Bessborough. Maeve, you're very welcome to the News Talk Daily studio. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks very much for having me.
I want to, I suppose, start with Bessborough, because perhaps there are News Talk Daily listeners out there who aren't familiar with that particular institution. We know at these mother and baby institutions that were in operation for decades in this country, right up to the, really the end of the last century, that there were horrendous conditions, huge overcrowding, poor infection control, high levels of malnutrition and really high mortality rates amongst the babies who were born there. And Bessborough is amongst the worst, isn't it?
That is very true. So Bessborough is one of the 14, I suppose, designated mother and baby homes, quote unquote, that were investigated by the Mother and Baby Homes Commission of Investigation between 2015 and 2021. And then it is one part, Bessborough and this mother and baby home system, of a broader forced family separation system. And I think everybody recognises that for most of the 20th century, from our independence onward, there was unfortunately a horrendously discriminatory and coercive system of taking children away from mothers and parents who were unmarried. And so, like you say, Bessborough was a place of terrible neglect. In 1943, 75% of the children born there died within the first year of life. Even by the years 1958 to 1960, the infant mortality was at about 10%. You've mentioned the numbers of disappeared. We are talking incredible numbers. 859 infants still unaccounted for, 19 mothers. I mean, this is just an extremely serious situation, and that neglect in this day and age speaks absolutely, I think, to the history and the practice of neglect concerning the very real, often still living mothers of these children and the family members in that broader network of relatives.
When you say unaccounted for, Maeve, are you saying that there's records that show that 19 mothers and 859 babies died within that institution, but their remains are unknown?
That's exactly right. So 923 infants are recorded as having died, but the Mother and Baby Homes Commission says that it was only able to identify the burial places of 64. It found 31 maternal deaths, and we're talking between 1922 and 1998, but only found a burial place for 12 of those women. So we have disappeared individuals in those extremely high numbers of, in total, 878 in relation to Besper only. And unfortunately, the issue of disappeared infants and mothers is not unique to Besper. We know it's an issue in Joom, hence the ongoing excavations, DNA analysis, and hopefully reuniting with families. But it's not just Joom, it's not just Besper. It's actually the institutions across the board. There was not respect for the living, as we can see from the fact that they were forcibly separated for life from each other simply because of the circumstances of their birth. There was not respect in death, as we can see from the fact that no one made sure that their burial places were marked. Mothers at the time weren't necessarily told where their children were, having been taken away, having died. They didn't necessarily know what even the cause of death was. Those mothers, many of them are still alive today, and there is just this horrendous deficit of basic humanity when it comes to the people who already suffered so much.
Now, the site was owned by the Congregation of the Sacred Hearts of Jesus and Mary and run by them, even though it was state funded. So obviously it was a privately owned site by this religious order, and because of that, the land could be sold.
That's exactly right. And I suppose that is a common feature of the mother and baby institutions. Many of them were privately owned and operated, but the state had a lot of responsibility and input. So it paid for the mothers and infants on a per capita basis. It gave capital funding. Crucially, it did not, of course, intervene to make sure effectively that the infants and mothers were being properly looked after, that their rights were being respected. But the fact, yes, that the properties were privately owned has led to the situation where, of course, the nuns were able to sell to a private property developer who now wants a lovely apartment complex. Now, interestingly, Besper originally was 200 acres. In the 1970s, it's reported that the state compulsory purchased 140 acres, and that's now a motorway and several industrial and retail parks. Now, what affected people, mothers and other relatives are looking for is that the state would now compulsory purchase the remaining 60 acres. It really should have happened a long time ago. It's been known for such a long time that there is this issue of hundreds and hundreds of disappeared infants, plus some of their mothers. And it's really now at a critical point, obviously. Cork City councillors have unanimously agreed a motion calling on the council officials to work with central government to progress this compulsory purchase order, and it needs to happen straight away.
As you mentioned, the 140 acres there bought by the state at Besper in the 1970s, lots of that now turned into these industrial and retail sites. It's a big part of the N40 motorway that people will be familiar with. And at that time, no excavation work was carried out to check if there were any remains on that site, as far as we know.
I mean, who knows? Like, what we're seeing now in Joom, of course, is that actually, you know, people have gone in with diggers in the past. They've disturbed places that do, in fact, have burials. That was reported only last week in Joom that there, you know, there had been some damage to what is now found to be an unmarked burial site of infants, often buried a few to each coffin. But there has been some damage done by a previous excavator. Like, who knows what happened in the past? The point is, the Mother and Baby Homes Commission concluded it is highly likely there are burials of disappeared infants on the grounds, as they still are in those 60 acres in Besper. The commission said, yes, there may also have been burials in places that are now developed. But I mean, what are we going to do about the 60 acres that remain there? Are we actually going to allow a private developer to just carry on, and if they spot that they have actually disturbed some unidentified remains, to then call in the coroner and then call in the Gardaí?
Okay, so let's go to what's happening at Besper at the moment. What are the development plans for that site?
Well, the private owner and property developer has obtained planning permission now from Cork City Council for a particular apartment complex. Actually, they are appealing that permission now to Uncommon Siúm Pleanála, seeking a greater density of apartments. Also, Besper Mother and Baby Support Group and Councillor Peter Horgan are also appealing, but obviously for the other reason that they don't want that permission to stand. There are conditions attached to the permission that Cork City Council gave, and that is essentially to have a forensic archaeological strategy, and if remains are come upon during the commercial development that then works at stop and that the coroner would be notified. That is just a completely hands-off, piecemeal approach by the state to allow that to happen, when actually the question is, where are all of the missing 859 children and the 19 mothers? Not just kind of, okay, well, if some of them are disturbed as a commercial property developer proceeds, we'll deal with that then. Like, what about the state's obligations to actually investigate this property? It's not even just about burials. It's also about an investigation into the circumstances of death, access to all the records. The Minister for Children is currently saying the Mother and Baby Homes Commission was an extensive investigation. It wasn't. Anyone who's heard me speak about this before will know my fundamental opposition to the fact that that commission of investigation proceeded in private. So we have this Mother and Baby Homes Commission's report that's saying it's highly likely there are burials in Bessborough. We spoke to loads of people. Now, they never did any ground penetrating radar. They had some archaeologists look at aerial photographs and maps. And they say they spoke to loads of people who had various recollections. None of that information is actually available to the public. None of the underlying records are available now to, say, Cork City Council, to Uncommon Planola, but primarily they're not available to the very people who are still seeking information about how this whole institution operated, how their infant children came to die. Like, what are the circumstances in which their relatives died, as well as where are they now buried? Everything to date has happened in secret. There's an entire archive sealed in the Department of Children. That is not an appropriate investigation. There should be an inquest. The Attorney General can order an inquest under our current coroner's legislation at any time. Inquests can happen even in the absence of remains, where it is impossible to retrieve them. Inquests are about full access to information for the very people who are directly affected, whose relatives are missing. This is the most basic thing that you or I would expect if a relative of ours was missing, if people died in circumstances of state custody where the death rates were so enormously high that it suggested that actually the state was at fault for not intervening to protect their lives. So we're really not suggesting much beyond like the most basic obligations to protect dignity, to protect the right to life, to show respect to family members. And there have been interventions by like 8 procedures of the United Nations human rights system back in November 2021. They wrote to the government to say there needs to be an inquest in relation to all of these disappearances, not just in Bessborough, but also elsewhere. So it comes up every now and then in the news cycle, but it is such a huge issue affecting the lives on an ongoing basis of the people affected by this horrendously abusive system.
I just want to go back a moment to the plans for the site, okay? Because there is a private developer here who is operating within their own rights to purchase this land privately from the Congregation of Sacred Hearts of Jesus and Mary and to put in for planning permission and to get that planning permission, as they have for 3 blocks of apartments, 140 apartments in total on that remaining 60 acres there at Bessborough. Now, Cork City Council have granted that planning permission, but there are 70 conditions, Maeve. And I just want to give News Talk Daily listeners a sense of what those conditions are. They say before the commencement of the development has to retain the services of a suitably qualified archaeologist to advise on the archaeological implications of the site. They must monitor all the site works before development. The excavation itself needs to be monitored by an osteoarchaeologist or a forensic anthropologist. That's somebody who's going to have expertise in the area of skeletal juvenile remains. If remains are found, all the work must cease. The guardian must be called in. The coroner must be called in. If there's any items of evidential value that would be indicative of burials in this area, like if they find wood from coffins or coffin nails, they have to record that. And the conditions outline that in the event that human remains are found, it is the responsibility of the relevant state authorities to determine the outcome for these remains and any associated evidence. So there will be those that argue, look, there are safeguards in place here. There are 70 conditions in place here for this developer to ensure that if any of those remains are found, that they are safely identified and protected.
Now,
it does seem, I have to say, crazy to delegate and displace responsibility
for really the excavation of that site onto a private company.
Yeah, it's completely contrary, in my opinion, to the Irish state's legal obligations under the Constitution, certainly the European Convention on Human Rights.
You feel this is a breach of human rights law?
Oh, I absolutely do. And of course, I've argued with colleagues too on Cumasín Pleanála that it also is a state body. It is also obliged to implement the state's obligations towards the families of the disappeared. It also cannot displace or delegate that duty and just allow through conditions and planning permission, for the private developer to have responsibility in relation to some remains that may be discovered. It's just, it's really perverse. And
why do you think this is the state's position here, Maeve?
Well, I'm not sure that central government has really applied properly its attention to this situation. Obviously, it's kind of dispersed at the moment because first it was Cork City Council. Now it's going to be on Cumasín Pleanála that has to make the decision. Interestingly enough, on Cumasín Pleanála and previously on Bord Pleanála has already refused permission three times, 2021, 2024, 2025, in relation to Bessborough, in relation to very similar apartment complex plans. So I hope that on Cumasín Pleanála will now overturn this Cork City Council planning permission, but it still doesn't take care of the issue, which is that central government needs to actually take charge of this site and of the requirement for an effective investigation. My argument is it should be the coroner opening an inquest. The Attorney General can order that. And of course, the site should be in state hands. And I think it's important to look at what affected people have said to the independent special advocate for survivors, Patricia Carey. You know, I'm just one person giving my opinion. Patricia Carey, a special advocate, speaks to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people affected by this system of family separation. She says, and again, going back to my original point that this is not just a Bessborough issue, she says all institutional sites where there are unmarked, unidentified burial grounds must be fully investigated to ensure the identification, preservation and marking in a dignified and agreed manner with survivors and their families.
How do the remaining family members feel about this, Maeve?
Well, I think it's clear from what the special advocate Patricia Carey is saying. Also, we have received, myself and Dr. Claire McGettrick, born Lorraine Hughes, we organise and run the Clan Project. We have received many inputs from people affected by Bessborough. They're quite clearly, I think, obviously horrified by what's happening. It won't be a shock to anybody. And they're calling for a compulsory purchase order. Carmel Cantwell, who organises the large Bessborough mother and baby support group, has appealed this Cork City Council planning permission to on Cumasín Pleanála. So, you know, I don't think it'll be a surprise to anybody that lots of people affected by Bessborough and by the mother and baby home system and the forced adoption system as a whole are really, truly upset, to say the least, by what's happening and just by that abdication of responsibility for the most basic, dignified behaviour by the state, which is to tell relatives where their missing child or cousin or mother is, to the extent that it is possible to find that, and not enough measures have been done so far, and to respect their memory by actually marking it, as the special advocate says here, in order that we would actually realise and pass on to our younger generations, you know, that this type of institutionalisation and forced separation and denigration of people is not acceptable and is not the type of country that we want to be in the future.
Now, Maeve, there is another group, right? The Cork Survivors and Supporters Alliance, the CSSA, I think people will have seen them referred to in the press. And they represent several former survivors from Bessborough. And they say they have engaged with the developers here. They seem satisfied that the proposed development is not on land where there is believed to be burial sites, and that they're going to work with the developers to create a memorial on land where they do believe that children were buried. This is their preference over sort of a full investigation and a full exhumation of the land. So there is a difference of opinion here as to what is best.
Yeah, it might be worth going through a little bit the findings of the Mother and Baby Homes Commission of Investigation and also what happened at Ancommissioon Planola before about this issue of there being a small burial ground in the grounds of Bessborough that is marked. So the Commission of Investigation noted there is a small burial ground in the grounds of Bessborough. It was opened in 1956 for members of the congregation. It seems to have been assumed by former residents and advocacy groups that this is also where the children were buried, and there are occasional meetings and commemoration ceremonies held there, and that's the Folly area. The commission said the vast majority of children who died in Bessborough are not buried there. It seems that only one child is buried there. And the reason the commission concluded it's highly likely that in general on the remaining grounds in Bessborough there are burials, and the location of which it cannot specify, is because it engaged in a process of elimination. So it examined all burial records of all the Cork and surrounding graveyards, and it didn't find evidence of the children being there. It then found that, in particular, during the 1940s, when many of the deaths occurred and when petrol was scarce, it would have been very expensive to arrange off-site burials. This issue of a smaller area that was marked or believed to be the children's burial ground was also dealt with previously by Ancommissioon Planola. And in July 2025, the inspector's report looked at it. He said, notwithstanding the appellant's claims, that is the developer's, that the area of concern was largely confined to the area north and west of the Folly and on lands other than within the developer's ownership, it has been widely accepted by Onboard Planola, by the Commission of Investigation and by the developer's own experts that the extent of the area to which the uncertainty persists regarding the potential for unrecorded burials is significant. So nothing has changed since 2021 when planning was refused by Onboard Planola again, 2024, 2025. There is massive uncertainty, and it is believed by the Commission of Investigation and previously Onboard Planola that there's not enough to say that, yes, we can identify the burial ground. Like, that is the core problem.
This is a really key week, isn't it, for campaigners who are looking for this decision to be overturned?
Yes, because actually it is possible for any member of the public to make an observation on the appeals that have gone now to Ancommissioon Planola. And I think it would be advisable to make sure that Ancommissioon Planola receives your observation by this Friday, the 17th of April. It's €50, so you can make an observation online at planola.ie, you can pay online, or you can send one in the post, and it has to be accompanied with a cheque or a postal order, or you can actually hand it in person in the office in Dublin.
But just to be clear, is it the working assumption, Maeve, based on the evidence and the testimony that is there, that many of the remains of those 19 mothers and 859 infants remain on the site in Bessborough?
Yes, the Mother and Baby Homes Commission found that it is highly likely that burials took place on those remaining 60 acres. And that is the reason why Ancommissioon Planola refused permission, specifically in 2021 and 2024. The reasons in 2025 for the refusal of permission were less clear cut ultimately, but the inspector's report leading up to that was extensive in noting that nothing has changed. It is still the case that significant remains are likely to be on that site. And the commission suggests, the Commission of Investigation, that it's kind of in disparate places. So there's not necessarily one specific place where everybody is buried.
What has the government and the current Minister for Children said about this?
Well, the previous minister, Roderick O'Gorman, made a statement that planning authorities should take into consideration that there are likely to be unmarked burials. The current Minister for Children has said, well, the Commission of Investigation did everything it could. It wasn't possible to figure out where these children are. I think that's misguided, because the Commission of Investigation did not actually undertake ground penetrating radar, text excavations, soil sampling. There are still lots of measures that are needed. And like I said, all of the documentation, the evidence, the people who came forward, the documents they did look at, none of us can see them, and none of the affected people could suggest further lines of inquiry. So there may be stuff in the Department of Children's archive that actually is still very important information to have. So yeah, the current Minister of Children saying, well, we can't really do anything beyond what the Mother and Baby Homes Commission did, I think that is incorrect, and there is still a need for a proper investigation. I think the Attorney General should order an inquest. In terms of a CPO, the compulsory purchase order, I don't honestly see appetite to do it, but I don't think central government will be able to avoid this issue. And in the grand scheme of things, the money required to do that is not enormous, and it just has to be done and is well worth it. And of course, ironically, the rest of the site was compulsory purchased in the past.
Maeve O'Rourke, thanks so much for bringing all of that insight and all of that information to us here on News Talk Daily. If you think you have a connection to the Tuam site, you can find more information at odait.ie or by calling 01539 177. And as mentioned, you have until Friday, April the 17th, to get any objections or observations that you might have against the Besborough building towards Cork County Council. Until tomorrow morning, I think you're at Doherty. Goodbye.